The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Monday, March 30th. Here we are in the middle of it. We got this. Everybody relax. We're going to get this. It's going to be a little tough. Another couple weeks going to be tough. Maybe a couple months. And it's going to be a very busy summer, I'll tell you that. But please don't fret and just hunker down and we will get through this. I'm so proud to be before this microphone with you in New York, certainly, with the 50,000 watts screaming out. We're the flagship station of Salem Media. I'm proud to be with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. I couldn't think of being with a better morning team. And we're just so proud to have you around the country listening. AM970TheAnswer.com. I love you. Texas, you know I love you. Florida, I know you're listening. Out in San Francisco, I know you're listening. And we love you. And we're here and we're all in this together. And very proud to tell you as well, Dr. Carol Lieberman is with us. Board certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist, award winning and best selling author, all around great gal. And this is the woman you want to talk to. And so we're opening the phones for Dr. Lieberman, 877-970-2999. Dr. Carol, welcome back to the show. So awesome always to hear from you.
Yes. Good morning, Joe. I've missed you.
We missed you too. How you doing? You holding up okay? Everything all right? We'll talk to you. I want to talk to you. What do you in your life? Everything's good?
Yes, everything. Well, I mean, you know, as good as it can be under the circumstances, but I'm doing what I can do to spread some words of comfort and advice all over the place, even doing interviews in Pakistan.
Really? Yeah, because people are calling you from out of the country. Yeah, they just want to. Yeah, and by the way, the advice that you're giving, how to survive a prolonged social isolation, I mean, we need the advice. And you as a psychiatrist, what are you suggesting, Dr. Lieberman?
Well, first of all, one of the key points that I'm making is how the stress from worrying about getting coronavirus or our loved ones getting it or those kinds of things, the stress weakens our immune system. So instead of stressing out about it, we need to make ourselves as physically and psychologically healthy as possible so we can resist it. You know, we can't hide from these coronavirus bugs. That's not going to be the whole solution. The main solution, we should be focusing on ourselves and making ourselves healthier.
Yeah, building up your immune system. Yeah, it's exactly what we've been trying to do. And getting out, we talked with Dr. Ron Paul earlier, getting out, and they say, don't go out. But isn't getting the fresh air and exercising a little bit good for you, Doctor?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, what I'm worried about is the isolation and loneliness can be more devastating than the coronavirus itself, which still only has a lethality rate of approximately 1%. You know, no matter what the media is sensationalizing it, not what you're saying. I mean, you're telling people we're all going to get through it and all of that is what more media needs to be doing instead of talking about numbers in a way that scares everybody. The message that the media is giving all media, I mean, all forms of media, is that we're all going to die. And that is the most distressing of all. And they're also the seeing people who have it and who are dying and who are dying alone is very, very scary as well. And there are people who are, as you know, I'm sure, beginning to commit suicide because of this, because of the fear and the desperation about things related to coronavirus. I've coined a term for it called COVID-cide, fear and desperation leading to suicide in relation to the coronavirus. And, you know, it's just like people jumping off the World Trade Center in 9/11, who felt that there was not going to be life as they knew it after that, or they felt they were going to die. And so they took control of their own death. I mean, that's one of the things that we really have to get people to pay attention to not be so convinced by the media that they're going to die, that they actually decide to take it into their own hands.
Well, this is a vital conversation. Dr. Carol Lieberman, Dr. Lieberman, we so appreciate what you're saying. Hey, and Carol, help me out if I may, because now I make sure the kids are okay. I go 5 minutes away to check on them, and we're keeping our distance. My children, they're older, but they're all out of school. I want to make sure everybody's all right. We chat, we talk from a distance. I'm very careful. Then I get back to my house, and I say this as a source of inspiration, because you're right. You can, if you watch that news, and thank you for bringing it up, Carol. Oh, my God. If you watch the news, you think it's the end of time. You think it's the point is, I come back to my house. I have to do it for the radio show. I'm watching all the news channels. I turn it off. I can't handle it anymore.
Yes.
The negativity of it all. We'll get there. It's
yes.
going to take a while. And they're how the blame game. Oh, I guess I don't know that.
Yes.
Maybe your best advice would be, like I do, just turn it off, correct?
Yes, that's one of the key things. You know, people being at home and kids being at home, what's happening? The television is on in so many homes 24/7. You wake up in
yeah.
the middle of the night worried about coronavirus. You look
yep.
at the television, and the message you get is you're going to die or your loved ones are going to die. When
yep.
really, the lethality is much lower than they would give you the impression that it is.
Wow, this is great, the conversation. Hey, Carol, what's wrong with me? Because sometimes I'm by myself. You know, I'm older. I'm by myself. I'm with my dog. And why am I finding this so relaxing now? I'm decompressing.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's something wrong with me. I'm walking around.
No,
Carol, I'm walking. What do you think?
That's actually one of the suggestions I have. People need to look at this with all, yes, it's, of course, it's horrible, it's tragic and all of that, but
yep.
people need to look at this as a gift in a way. You know, we run around like mice or hamsters in a wheel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Never having enough time to do things that we want to do, read books, call people, do all kinds of things. So we should be making a list, a kind of bucket list, but not in the sense that we think we're going to die tomorrow, but just like all the things that we want to do that we can do while we're at home or while we're walking around our neighborhoods and so on, and try to get all those things in instead of watching hour after hour of media telling you you're going to die.
Yeah, it's a very good point. 877-970-2999 if you have a question for Dr. Carol Lieberman. 877-970-2999. But not to chuckle, but I do. I walk around sometimes, and I was walking and go, sometimes I feel like just the awe factor. And then this too, this is happening.
Yeah.
You know, we're taught to be respectful. We're taught, this is the greatest country in the world, Dr. Lieberman. We all love each other. We're all one. But when I see somebody outside now, I look at them like, Does he have it? Does she have it? And I avoid
yes.
them like the plague. Hopefully this will end in a couple yes. of months, I guess, Doc, huh?
Well, you know, another interesting fact is that did you read about how the World Health Organization is encouraging people to spend their time playing video games? This is the same organization that told people not that long ago that the addiction to video games is like a mental illness, is very dangerous. I mean, it is very dangerous, actually. If you play violent video games, it does make you, the more you consume, the more aggressive you become. So to your point, after this is over, if so many people have played hours and hours of violent video games, we are going to have a different kind of relationship with each other.
Wow. How can parents keep their children upbeat? Because my kids, I talk to my kids, I say, it's good. They're overblowing this on the news. It's what the news does. And then at the schools and everything, they say, oh, the president causes, I have to deprogram my children and tell them, but mine are
yeah.
older. Mine are older and understand it. But even my 9-year-old understands it and gets it. But if you have younger children, how can you keep them upbeat, Dr. Lieberman?
Well, you know, just to just the first thing, yes, those people who are politicizing this and trying to make this a weapon, you know, one more thing that they're blaming Trump for is just horrible. And they're not putting the American people first, because that's, of course, making people even more scared.
Thank you.
But parents need to talk to their kids. Can't pretend your kids don't know about it, but they also can't make them scared. Like, they can't tell them on the one hand, don't be scared, and on the other hand, the kids see them running down the aisles in the supermarket with gloves and masks and trying to and fighting with other people over toilet paper. So that's the thing that, you know, they have to model this. And really, really, you can tell kids this is just like, more or less, because to the extent, depending upon the age of your children, but it is more or less like the cold or a flu, just a little worse. And,
yes,
but people do get better from it.
Good.
And that's a way for them to understand it. And it's true, because the coronavirus is actually in the same family, as you know, of the cold and the flu.
Yeah, God, this is a great chat, Carol. I love this. Dr. Carol Lieberman with us, by the way, 877-970-2999. I see the calls. I'm going there in a second. I could talk to you forever, Carol. I mean, people battling depression, people who do get depressed, people who are negative naturally. Are there any public health resources to help those folks out?
Well, yes. You know, this is the hard, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is the hardest on people who have underlying psychological problems, whether it's anxiety disorder, depression, schizophrenia, you know, all whatever kinds of underlying problems they have. This forced isolation is really even worse for them. But yes, there are suicide hotlines, of course. I mean, the first thing would be to call your doctor. If you have a psychiatrist or other mental health professional, call them. Your doctor could refer you to one. There are people doing therapy over the phone. Of course, that's not ideal, but under these circumstances, it's okay. There are going to the emergency room if you really feel, of course, that's not where you want to be, but if you feel like you're having suicidal thoughts, that you should go there. You can call suicide hotlines. You can call 911. Don't let it get to the point where you're just too despondent to do anything.
You're right. Or listen to Dr. Lieberman and Piscopo on the radio. We got this. Carol, thanks. Hang with us, Dr. Carol, if you can. Let me go to my buddy Sam calling in. Sam, welcome to the show, brother. Thinking about you. We love you for listening. Do you have a question for Dr. Lieberman?
I love you, too. Thank you for taking my phone call. Dr. Lieberman, thank you for having the time, and thank you for keeping it positive, just like Joey. Thank God for people like you and St. Joey Piscopo. What do you do? What do you say to people who are so close to you, who got caught in this very negative, oh my God, the sky is falling momentum? And I'm specifically talking about people as close to me as my two daughters, who can't get their head out of the social media. Even my two sisters. I have a sister who doesn't even live in this country. The whole thing, this momentum of negative. How do you talk them out of, trust me, you're not going to die, you'll be all right. How do you do that?
Well, one way is to distract them with more positive kinds of things. I mean, depending on how old they are, you can certainly tell them, no, I'm sorry, you can't spend your day on social media. This is a horrible time also for, you know, how kids, mean girls, kids are sometimes mean to each other on social media. And there can be more of that as well, not just bad news about coronavirus. So, but distract them, read to them, put on music, let the whole family dance together, play board games, do all kinds of. This is a positive time, a potentially positive time to do things as a family that you don't usually do.
Yeah, I love it. Dr. Lieberman is going to stay with us for a little while longer. 877-970-2999. We appreciate it, Carol, you staying with us so very much at this vital, vital time, and so appreciate your positive attitude indeed. Carol, board certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist. I could do 4 hours, Debbie, with Carol Lieberman, you know? I mean,
we all could.
Get the couch. Sure. Get the couch. Lord
no
knows
problem.
I need it.
I'll help out. I'll take a couple hours. I'll take a few hours.
You're so true. 20 after 9 o'clock, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our essential workers out there going to and from work. We so appreciate all that you're doing for us. Let's go out to 95. 95 in Connecticut, moving slowly, getting down past exit 17 in toward 16, getting in through that Westport Norwalk area. It's construction in the right lane going on till about 3 this afternoon. Also, the Van Wyck northbound, a disabled vehicle getting up toward Main Street in Queens. And if you're heading to Truck Route 1 and 9 North, getting up toward 440 in Jersey City, it's an accident over there. Still seeing some exiting on the Garden State Parkway at 116, getting into the PNC Bank Art Center for that coronavirus testing site. And also Eisenhower Parkway slowing down as you get out through the area of Knob Hill Drive in Livingston with ongoing construction. Alternate side suspended, metered rules in effect. Some scattered showers today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Carol Lieberman, Dr. Lieberman, is coming back momentarily. I want to tell you about, you hear that? That's my Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Talking about building up your immune system. The way I do it, I take Balance of Nature. I ain't going to make no clinical study. I'm not going to tell you what the FDA approved. None of that. I'm going to tell you what works for me. Frankie Fiveborough says to me, Joe, you got to try this Balance of Nature. He said it for years. And I'm going, yeah, I got it. I got it. I'm a vitamin guy. I got it. I know vitamins better than anybody, Frankie. Try Balance of Nature. Just went back and forth. Finally, I say, all right, let me try Balance of Nature. Frankie V, our sales guy, he gives me Balance of Nature. I talk to Dr. Douglas Howard. Forget about it. That's I am on the regimen of Balance of Nature 24/7 now. When I talk to Dr. Howard, and you talk to the experts like you talk to Dr. Lieberman, and they tell you you have to build up your immune system. What Dr. Howard came up with was taking fruits and vegetables and putting it into capsule form, in a vegetarian capsule. 100%, by the way, whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's what the doctors told me when I had the cancer all those years ago, God forbid. You know, I mean, I got the cure rate in 91. I had the cancer in 81. I told you that. But I always stay on antioxidants, and that's what Balance of Nature is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form to fight the free radicals in your body. Antioxidants, anti-carcinogens, that's what you want to put in your body. You can do it with Balance of Nature. Again, I'm just telling you as a caveat, this is not a clinical study. This is not like a FDA approved. This is me telling you, because I love you and you're part of this family gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning here. This works for me, and I believe Balance of Nature will be the best thing that you could do for yourself. And you get 35% off, by the way, and free shipping, by the way, on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to better health today, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code, The Answer.
We always hear that elections have consequences. When Democrats took over the House, it led to the impeachment of an elected president. This radio station wants every listener to focus on what's important. How do we save America from the forces that want to tear it apart? How do we make sure we save America for our kids and our grandkids? The hosts on this station need you to engage in the fight. We need you to register to vote. Elections have consequences. Make sure you are part of the solution. AM 970, The Answer.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
Fellowship. Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
This hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
Very privileged to have Dr. Carol Lieberman with us, a board-certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist, award-winning and best-selling author. Dr. Carol, so appreciate you being with us and appreciate your valuable time. Let me go to Joseph calling from Jersey. Joseph, thanks for listening. You have a question for Dr. Lieberman.
Yeah. What does she think about this? Music and laughter. I think that's the best.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, Carol. Just, I mean, psychologically, keeping the upbeat music going in the house and keeping a good sense of humor. Yes,
absolutely. You know, for music, it can be calming music. You know, classical music or new age music, and at other times it could be music that you could dance to, even if you're by yourself. and then, of course, laughter. Laughter is super important. You know, instead of turning on the news 24/7, you should. There are things on television, the comedies to make you laugh, or movies that you can put on to make you laugh. Those are the kinds of things you should be watching.
Yeah, Carol, you've been very, very gracious with your time. We are huge admirers of yours, Dr. Lieberman. Thanks for all the good work that you're doing. And can we find you online somewhere, Dr. Lieberman?
Sure. You could look up, drcarole.com, drcarole.com. And then, as you know, Joe, I'm the terroristtherapist.com.
Yeah. Which is, we need that as well. I mean, who look where we are now. But, Carol, thanks for always being at the forefront and helping people. We appreciate it. And please come back soon, Dr. Lieberman.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Carol Lieberman right there, drcarole.com. It's C-A-R-O-L-E, a great gal. You know, it's so true, though. And when you're home, too, and you're listening, and hopefully you're getting around, and your kids are going, who is that on the radio? Who are you listening on the radio? Who's Al? Who's Frank? Who's Debbie and Joe? You know what, though? We like to be your morning team and your morning inspiration, okay? You might want to work out, too. What I did, because sometimes I'm watching the news. I'm watching the 6 o'clock press conference. I'm watching the president, all right? And then he goes, and then I'm watching the reporters assault this guy. And by the way, does he sometimes inflame it? And does he know where he's going with it? Does he poke and prod the press? Sure. But really, it gets a little crazy. And sometimes, I said this before, earlier in the show, I really admire what Governor Cuomo's doing. Politically, I don't understand where Andrew is these days, but I'll tell you what, he's great at what he does. He's smart at what he does. He put himself on that perch, and he's being great like that. But the reporters ask him not nearly the tough questions that President Trump gets, you know? And by the way, I loved Andrew's story yesterday about the talking about Italian Americans, that the scent and the aroma of the sauce as you make Sunday sauce and the Sunday dinners. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need, Andrew Cuomo. That was great, you know. But if the president ever stopped and talked about it for a second, they would vilify the president no matter what he does. So you got to just try. Once it gets negative on the news, you just got to not watch it. Don't watch it. And I'm saying exercise is a good thing. So I'm watching the press conference yesterday, and it's going back and forth. I'm going, oh, Oh, my gosh. And the president's pleading with this young reporter, please be nice. And we're all saying the same thing. Or you say, please sit down. And then the one guy, he says, I'd like to give my question to my other reporter. And that was just like an assault on a brand. You know what I did? I hit the ground. I did push-ups, man. I ordered the new push-up, those little push-up things that you hold, that kind of hold. You put them on the ground, and they're like kind of push-up. What's the word, Frankie Fibros? You know those push-up things you put in?
What, a
twist?
Mat? A mat?
No, they're handles, push-up handles that you get. Oh, yes, yeah. They're circular. Okay. They're circular.
How would Frank
good.
Know that? He hasn't done a push-up in his life.
Oh, come on.
You just asked him a question that he has absolutely no.
I do standard push-ups. I don't use any external devices.
You know, but I'm telling you, if you elevate, and I should really do it like a workout. We should do a workout 20 minutes on this show. You know, remember with John Gambling's father, your grandfather used to run around the studio. Didn't he used to run around the studio in the morning? Here we go. Let's get the heart going. But if you keep your hands elevated a little bit, or I will do push-ups on my knuckles. Now, because I could isolate my chest a bit better. So then they have these things. Oh, I wish I'm embarrassed. I forget the name of them, but they're like handles, circular handles with it's like a circular kind of thing that lifts it off the ground a little bit, and it's got a handle, and you do your push-ups like that. And I get a better pump when I use that. And then you know what? I'll run downstairs and I'll do biceps, and I'll do it quickly. And I'll count. You don't take the rest. You do, and it could be very quick. It could be like 15 minutes. When I tell you 15 minutes, if that, you can get done with that. But your whole mindset changes. Your whole mindset changes a little bit. You flush it a little bit. And then to Joe Lomberg's credit, I kept the bike. The bike has so much dust in the garage. My mountain bike. I never got out there. But then I'm listening to Joe, and then the kids are okay. Now I'm by myself. Now it's a beautiful day. This is on Friday. I'm going like, you know what? Let me get out there on the bike. I'll do it. I say, Otis, I'll be right back. Talk to the dog like a human. I go, hang in. I'll be right back. And then I take the bike, and I put it on a low gear. So I look funny because I'm pedaling very fast, you know, and not moving very fast.
Yeah, but who can see you? You're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm avoiding everybody. Of course, only me. I go down, and I come off the property. I go down the driveway. Now I'm on the road. I go to the end of the road. There's not a car. There's nothing. Turn around. Now here comes a couple wheeling their kid down there. You know, and now I don't want to be antisocial, but I kind of like the social distancing thing. And at this point, I really don't. I'm hypochondriac enough not to. So now, as I'm coming up the bike, I'm biking up the hill. Now the couple's walking, and I see the main road to my left, to their right. I'm going to turn left up that road because that's the hill I want to try to tackle. And I'm trying. I got to get there before the people come there because I don't want to say hi to them.
I don't want to say hi. Pedal fast.
They're walking. But only me. Only me. They're walking. And I say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to come right at that street right when they get there. Get out of my street. Get off my lawn. So this is only me. So I'm biking. Now I'm trying. Now I'm looking really ridiculous. Because I'm not moving fast, but my legs are going real quick because the gear is so low because I don't want to really tax myself. So I'm going really fast, and I'm diving for the street now to beat the – well, they meet me right at the same time. Al, I tell you what, only me. Only me. There's two people out there with the baby. So what do? I flew by them because I didn't want to catch any, you know, baby coronavirus or whatever the heck they were spewing.
Oh, my God. You're not going to get any of that. It's okay to just wake them. You're on a bike, so you're riding faster than they're walking. It's okay. Well, my wife and I took a 4-mile walk on Friday.
Not so much.
Took a 4-mile walk on Friday. We did a whole big loop, and you know, we saw people, and you kind of nod and you say hello, and you keep walking.
How close did you get?
What do you mean? How close did we get to the people?
Yeah.
No, we were a couple feet apart. You avoid. You walk into the street, or you come back on. You know.
Yeah, so what I did was I couldn't. So I said, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Blew by him. And then it's like a slow incline up and then a little decline. And I make the turn at the end of this one street. And now I'm coming back up. Who's walking down the street? These same people. Leave me alone for crying out loud. I'm telling you, there's three people walking. They got to come down my road.
So don't say hi. You said hi to them already. Just keep going.
I gave a little hello again.
But that's okay. You make it like you rode right up to them and got in the guy's face. Hi. How are you? How you doing? You handling this okay? You just said hello. That's okay.
No, it wasn't as bad as the
My neighbor was out doing his lawn. I went over. I said hello from a distance.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. from across the street. You know, hey, what's going on?
My neighbor got out of her car. She parked by the mailboxes. I was getting the mails off the bike, getting the mail, and she got out like, and she stood there, and she went like, "Hey, like, okay, let's talk now." I just drove right by.
I was like, "I gotta go."
That's exactly what
you really should. You really should do some research and order a hazmat suit online and just go around. You really should.
I know that's a good idea.
You would
though.
Feel so safe. You would talk to anybody. You would talk to people you wouldn't normally talk to. Hey, hi. I'm protected.
Well, you know what? So, but it kind of, you just, the point is get out or exercise in the house or get out and everything. But, you know, we have an inspirational story. Brendan Lantry, chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party, he is now fully recovered from what? COVID-19. It's more, so many people, they get it. Yes, they get it, but 80 plus percent of the people, it doesn't even affect them. We're going to talk to Brendan when we come back. By the way, Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. It's your local hypochondriac on the radio, Joe Piscopo at 935. You can't make this up, man. 877-970-2999. We're going to be talking to Brendan in a second. Al has the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As COVID-19 continues to ravage the nation, an audible new phenomenon is gaining momentum in New York City. Beginning Friday evening and continuing nightly at 7 p.m., residents across the pandemic's epicenter are coming together in gratitude by clapping simultaneously for 2 minutes. New York's Clap Because We Care movement can be heard on streets and in doorways, out of open windows and from rooftops. A boisterous round of applause to thank healthcare workers, emergency responders, and all the other brave souls on the front lines who continue to serve their community and fellow citizens during the crisis. And a professor of molecular microbiology and immunology at the University of Southern California says it's relatively unlikely that a person who tested positive for the coronavirus would be preparing or serving takeout food to customers at a drive-thru restaurant. Paula Cannon of the Keck Medicine School of USC tells NBC that restaurant kitchens can be one of the safest places in this outbreak because they already practice strict hygiene protocols to avoid foodborne illness. She adds restaurant owners are taking this extremely seriously and monitoring their staff for symptoms. Cannon recommends that customers rewarm their food after bringing it home. She also urges people to wash their hands before eating. The stock market is open and it is up right now, just about 0.5%, trading up about 100 points higher at about 21,742. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. The MTA essential subway plan in place. The B, the C, the W, the Z, the 6 and 7 Express are all suspended. LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit, PATH trains all on a modified schedule. Let's see what's happening on 95 in Connecticut. 95 southbound slowing down through exit 17 in towards 16. Westport through that Norwalk area. It's construction going until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you're taking a ride to Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston, getting out toward Knob Hill Drive, that's all closed with some ongoing construction. They are working at the railroad crossing over there. Garden State Parkway southbound, some exiting volume at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center for the Coronavirus Testing Center. Also 21 southbound, that's slowing down as you get down through the area of Newark, getting down toward 280. Some scattered showers today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
We at Invite Health care about you and are actually lowering our prices on immune-enhancing supplements. Right now, you definitely want to support your immune system. You also want to be well-nourished with the essential vitamins and minerals needed for good immune system function. Use Multi-Protection. It's no ordinary multivitamin. It also supplies 5 different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins D, A, and C, and zinc, nutrients the immune system must have to make white blood cells and to function. And that's not all. Multi-Protection also comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Right now, get 2 bottles of Multi-Protection. That's a 2-month supply for $19.95. double up for free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-789-1125. 800-789-1125. That's 800-789-1125 for multi-protection to help you stay well. 800-789-1125.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience from Empire State Bank. How do I know that? Because I know Phil Guarneri. I know the good folks over at Empire State Bank. Frankie and Rachel do their business. They checked out banks everywhere, you know, and they know Staten Island. You know, they've got offices in Staten Island, and Frankie and Rachel went over there. They've been for over 15 years. Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large, impersonal corporate banks, right? You want to be treated with respect. You want to know your banker by your first name. Empire State Bank is part of your community. I see it firsthand. They're not just a branch located in your community. That is the power of Empire State Bank. And Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. You know, by the way, if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe. Locations on Staten Island, again, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Will you check out ESBNA.com, please? ESBNA. .com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970, The Answer. You know, I love being with you. I love being here. We're on the radio. It inspires me to be with you. I hear you. We talk. We have the great guests. Frank and Alan, Debbie are here. And it's great. The second I go off there, you got to stay with Mike Gallagher because Mike's positive as well, you know? Stay with Mike Gallagher. But sometimes you come off the radio and say, okay, you do your business, got to make your call a little bit. You do take care of the sales business, whatever you got to do. Then you turn on the radio or the TV, you know, if you're watching the network stuff, and it's like, what? And it's so negative all the time. Let's stay positive. We got this. We will get through this. And to that point, here at the 942 on AM 970, The Answer, Brendan Lantry, chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party, he fully recovered from COVID-19. Hey, Mr. Chairman, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your recovery.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe, and thank you so much.
Well, it's a great story, Brendan. What, you officially tested, you've officially tested negative, that's right?
Correct. Yeah, I first tested positive on Friday the 13th. I came home from work a little early, and, you know, I felt the same symptoms that a lot of people feel, felt the chills, the fever. I didn't have the cough. You know, everybody experiences this thing differently. I'm not a medical expert, but everybody experiences it differently. And I just had a really bad breathing. And so I put myself straight into quarantine. I took the advice of our experts and our government leaders, and I put myself straight into quarantine. And then I took it from there.
Did you go to the doctor? Did you call the doc?
You know, I did. I called the doctors. A couple days later, on that Sunday, I went to the urgent care and I got the nasal swabs. And, you know, it's not very comfortable. They go pretty deep up there. And so in the nose and the throat and all that stuff. But then I stayed in isolation. And, you know, things got a little rough there in the middle with the breathing. There was a couple days where you're reading the stories, you hear about the extreme outlier cases of the 30-year-old and the 22-year-old and the 40-year-old who have these situations. And so I went to the ER because my breathing was getting bad. And they said, listen, you have corona. You're going to have breathing issues. You don't have pneumonia. You have breathing issues. And you just need to continue doing what you're doing, taking Tylenol, resting. And the next day, I started feeling better. Not 100% better, but little by little, I got better. And and last week, I got, I reached a point where I said, I don't think I have this thing anymore. And so I went to the I did the drive-through testing through the Department of Health, and that was a great it's a great program. I mean, I was in and out of there in 10 minutes. It was much less intrusive. They really improved that technology, and and then I got the positive. I got the negative result yesterday that I don't have it anymore, which was just great news.
Well, and you sound great, man. You sound great. But tell me about the breathing. Is it you just can't catch your breath, or what is that like?
So it was, from my personal experience, you kind of breathe in, and then you hit a wall, and you can't breathe further. You can't use your full lung capacity. And I reached a point where I was kind of more shallow breath, and that's where I really got nervous. But again, reason why I'm happy to be on the show and I put out some stuff on social media is people need to know we get better. Not all of us, and there's obviously the extreme cases, and my prayers are with those people who have lost lives and lost loved ones. But majority of us, we're going to get better. There's hope that in the coming days and weeks, people are going to start improving, and you're going to hear a lot more stories like the one I'm telling you right now.
It's true. Do you know the person who you got it from?
I don't, through the course of all this, I found a few different folks who I know in my life who have it, but, you can't really identify which one. I'll say I'm so blessed by the people around me who are there for me. Frankie Morano in particular, brought groceries to my wife, and he was some great people around me in my life who've been fantastic. So
he doesn't do that for me and Al. Come on, man, that's great.
Just get corona, Joe, and I'll be happy.
That is great. That's true. Did your wife get it, if I may ask, Brendan?
No, it's me. It's, again, what's so amazing about this, she didn't get. She hasn't had one symptom. And she's been in the, she was in the house with me for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's just remarkable how this thing works. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. So, and now I have to reiterate, we're talking to Brendan Lantry. Happens to be the chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party and a good guy we all know, very well known over there. But Frankie said, you got to talk to Brendan because he recovered from COVID, and we want to be positive telling you most of the people, 80% plus, recover. So you did it with Tylenol. You didn't take that Redemsifier. You didn't take the Z-Pack with the hydroxychloroquine, nothing like that, right?
No, none of that. And I mean, I spoke to my doctor in the middle of all this when my breathing was pretty bad, and again, they did a chest X-ray, and they said, no, you're gonna work through this, and I did. So the I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Hydroxychloroquine, right?
Right. I think they're reserving. They're doing, I understand, about 1,100 tests in the state of New York right now. I do know somebody who is under that treatment right now, and he's a bit older than me. And knock on wood, he's in my prayers. I hope he comes out the better end.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, now that you're recovered, you have antibodies and can't get it again. Correct?
Yeah, I mean that's what I think. I mean that's what I hope. I did contact Mount Sinai. I've made myself available for testing and to see if my blood could be helpful to other folks.
Yeah, can we send Frankie over to take a vial or two for us in the morning show?
Just sure, please,
you
ahead.
Wouldn't mind, Brendan, would you? You wouldn't mind, would you? Hello, Brendan, huh? Oh yeah, Joe wants a vial of it. Hey, listen, man, you sound great, and God bless you. And listen, by the way, I got to ask you politics before we break. The Republican Party in Staten Island, always so strong sometimes. What's going to happen, you think, with Max Rose? We love Nicole Meliotakis. What do you think's happening in that race?
We're going to have a banner year here in Staten Island, Joe, I kind of was became incapacitated towards the end of our petition cycle. We filed, I think, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 signatures, somewhere in that range for Nicole Mallory Sackett to be our next congresswoman. We have a number of judicial races. We have some state assembly and other races going on here in Staten Island. I think the president's going to do remarkably well. He won Staten Island by 8 points. So we're looking at a banner year for the Senate. I'm looking forward to it.
Listen, God bless Gatsby. Great conversation, Brendan. You sound great. Hopefully I'll see you at Lorenzo's July 31st. We're going back when we all get back into the swing of things. But thanks for joining us. It's a great story, and our best to your family, Brendan. And God bless. Great. Thanks for being so inspirational. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you,
Brendan Lantry. Yes, sir, man. Brendan Lantry, thank you, Five Boroughs. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. He's a young kid. He runs the Staten Island Republican Party, chairman of. And he recovered fully from COVID-19. So, yeah, and that's what happens, most of the folks. And don't forget that when you watch Governor Cuomo, and then he says, you got to grab the positive thing. 3,500 people discharged from hospitals already over the weekend. So many less people going into the emergency room. So we're getting there, and we will get there. But you still got to stay on track and listen to the president's task force. And then, but you know what, Debbie? I'm looking forward to seeing this beautiful Navy ship coming into the New York Harbor. I mean, it's America at its best right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We are praying for all of those dealing with this horrible coronavirus. And thank you to our essential workers out more than you know. Over on Staten Island, Seaview Avenue at Father Capodanno Boulevard, you may see some volume of that coronavirus testing site over there. That's open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Let's see what's happening as you head to the New York State Thruway, South Exit 16, a disabled vehicle. Stony Lonesome Road slowing down up past 9W at that testing site, getting up into West Point. 95 slowing down south, down toward Exit 16 into Norwalk. They're doing construction there. It's going to be going on until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston by Knob Hill Drive, right at the railroad crossing. That's all closed. Take a ride to the Garden State Parkway, exiting volume at 116 into the PNC Bank Arts Center. Garden State Parkway South, down by AC by exit 38. Some debris. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Ms. Duhaime. Great to have you with us. I tell you about Balance of Nature. You know, when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, right? So you're supposed to eat your fruits and vegetables. Remember, Mom, eat your fruits and vegetables. You'll never eat your fruits and vegetables. You'll never be able to have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And what you get from Balance of Nature, in a vegetarian capsule, by the way, not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics, Balance of Nature is just natural food, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And you know, all that I'm telling you now, you know what it does? Builds up your immune system. That's exactly what it does. It's Balance of Nature, building up your immune system. That's why I take Balance of Nature. I'm religious with it. Take the fruits. After the show, I take another fruits. I do the vegetables. I do the vegetables again. And it's been working spectacularly for me, fighting the free radicals in my body. Now, clinically, it's a clinical study. Is it an FDA-approved study? No. It's me. It's Frankie. It's Al. It's Debbie, your morning team. We're here for you. We're all taking Balance of Nature, and it works spectacular. So we want you to get on the Balance of Nature journey. Why? Because we love you. We love you. You know, you're part of this family. And then you got to at least try it, because now you can get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here's the number. I know you know it. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go here, please, balanceofnature.com. And remember the discount code, The Answer.
Larry Elder defends the president's response to COVID-19.
I hear over and over again how the president has was caught flat-footed on all of this from CNN, MSNBC. Republicans are happy with his response. And overall, the country's happy with his response. But Democrats, of course, are not. Ever occur to Democrats that maybe, just maybe, he might have had a few more minutes on his hands if he hadn't been hounded for 2.5 years over this collusion nonsense?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy and me saying, I told you so.
I disagree. Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and a few sunny breaks today. There could be a shower in spots this afternoon, or high today 58. And mainly cloudy tonight with a shower or two in the area at any time. The overnight low 42 in mid-tem. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of a shower, the high 48. Clouds and perhaps a few breaks of sunshine developing on Wednesday with a high of 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Marano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Mike Gallagher, make way for Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. I want to take a second and talk to the man who put this whole morning team together, brought me to the radio station and put me on the air, which I'm eternally grateful for, because it's times like this that I feel the biggest responsibility. You know what? As a broadcaster, one of the living legends in radio, Jerry Crowley, kind enough to call in. Good morning, boss. How you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing pretty well, and I'm doing well because I'm listening to you guys. And thank God for the AM 970 app. I'm in Florida, and you come in crystally clear here. And
great.
It's what gets me through the morning. And I think you're getting a lot of New Yorkers through the morning. It's a terrific time for you guys. So congratulations.
Oh, Jerry, you're very kind. You know what? I got to tell you thanks, too, because I think about it. Like last night I was thinking I'm alone and I'm going like, and I'm about to, all right, let me do this in the morning. And I find myself researching, and I would never have been here, Jerry, if you and I didn't have that chat. Thanks to Dr. Rock Positano we had together. And there's such a sense of renewed responsibility for me behind these airwaves. And you know this because you went through everything. You went through Sandy. You went through 9/11, as Frank and Al did. So I appreciate that very much, boy.
Well, you know, you get your information from TV and you get your comfort from listening to you guys. And I think to a person, it's terrific. But let me tell you what my vision was this morning. You're talking about working out, and I have trouble pulling up in my mind's eye Al and Frank working out. I just have a little trouble with that. But that's not to put them down. I just have a little trouble seeing it. But then when I envision Piscopo, I tell the audience a story very quickly. I walk into the gym at the place we're staying. I have my little shorts on, my ripped tee. You know, I got my bandana on because I'm such an athlete. I walk in, and Joe's on the weight bench in a suit with his little pocket stuffer lifting weights. So
dedication, baby.
If you ride the bike, take your suit off, because you're going to sweat too much, all right?
You got it, boss. Thank you, Jerry Crowley. We love you. Thank you, boss.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Love you back. Bye-bye. Thanks, Jerry Crowley. Thank you, Frankie. Great show always. And Al, thank you. Debbie Duhaime, thank you. Hey, thank you for listening. Let's do this again tomorrow. We got this. Make it a great day. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Stocks are opening higher to start another volatile trading week on Wall Street. Investors nervously eyeing the rising number of coronavirus cases. With the Dow Jones coming off its best week since 1938, markets cheered the $2 trillion stimulus package and positive actions by the Federal Reserve. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all in positive territory after the opening bell. Governor Murphy has announced local financial institutions will provide mortgage forbearance and other protections during the coronavirus pandemic. Murphy has secured agreements from institutions such as Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase to provide customers with 90-day grace periods for mortgage payments, mortgage forbearances, and other forms of relief. More institutions expected to sign up in the next few days. With all sports sidelined by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN reaching back to fill primetime starting tonight for the next 5 weeks. ESPN will fill Monday night primetime with classic Monday night football games. The comebacks kick off tonight with the Rams' 54-51 win over the Chiefs in 2018, the highest scoring Monday night football game ever. Jersey City now has 334 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, the highest amount of any municipality in the state. The city saw a one-day jump of 112 cases just on Saturday alone. There are 11,000 COVID-19 cases statewide. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands and stay inside. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.